Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Excellent. All righty. It's become an annual tradition. It's gowns for his glory. No girl should stay home from prom because she can't afford a gown and accessories. It's a free prom dress giveaway. Here to tell us all about it, the co-founders of Gowns for His Glory, Bethany Searfoss and Dorcas Sturgill. Welcome to the Wink Wake Up Show.
Thanks, Barry. We're glad to be here.
Let's see. Do we need to go into the... I don't guess we need to go into the philosophy behind why it all started. I just said for girls that can't afford. I'll lead you into this. Well, you've had an incredible session where women have been donating their formal gowns for this giveaway. And now let me start again.
It's good to know that you have to keep starting again.
Yeah, well, that's mainly why I record. So it's not for the guest. It's for me. here we go. A very generous community, very generous women giving up their formal gowns, jewelry, and shoes. So, all the collections are in place. Now it's just time to shop. And who is eligible for this free prom dress giveaway?
Actually, any high school student who is attending prom this year, whether it be in our area or any of our surrounding communities. We have girls come from West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, all around us. They come and pick out a dress, shoes, jewelry, whatever they need that we have for prom.
Excellent. So when is the big giveaway? When do the girls shop?
We have our grand opening night Friday, April the 5th at 5:30, and we run that till 8:30 p.m. that night. And then again on Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And then our final night is Monday, April the 8th from 5:30 to 8:30. Now, when we say the ending time, that is when we check in the last girl. We stay there until we make sure that they all get in and get what they need.
That is so cool. And of course, your store is located where?
At 1017 Millwood Pike in Winchester, which is owned by Shenandoah University. It's their East Campus Commons, and it is directly across from Delco Plaza, right next to the Red Roof Inn, and between that and Liberty Gas Station, right at exit 313 off of the I-81/50 interchange.
Excellent. Easy to get to for the girls. And it's not just a matter of them coming in by themselves. Not only free gowns, shoes, accessories, but also you've got some neat, you've got sales help, if you will, that's going to help the girls.
Yes, we call them personal shoppers, so that we assign each girl a personal shopper that is one of our adult volunteers that takes them from the time that they come in until they leave to make the experience special for them. So that's part of why it's a little bit long with waiting for your turn, is because we give you individualized shopping time.
That's cool. All righty. Now, what other areas you want to go into here?
Well, we are still in need of bigger girl sizes, or more to love size girls, however you'd like to put it.
Oh, okay.
That we can always use those sizes, like 18 and up.
All right. So do you want me to ask, is Bethany gonna?
Yeah, she can tell you that part.
Okay.
And
anything else that you can think of?
No, if they still need a location for anything this week, they can bring it to the event with them this weekend, or we will still have a Wilkins Shoe Center that will take our donations through Thursday.
Oh, perfect. All right. Yeah. Let me ask.
There's always somebody last minute that wants to say, where can they drop something off?
Right, right. All right. I'll ask Bethany that.
Okay. All right. You done?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hey, Barry.
Hey there. All righty. So now, Bethany, as I mentioned, Bethany Searfoss, as I mentioned, that women have been very, very generous with donations, but you're still looking for some specific donations, right?
Yes, we are. We do have sizes 18 to 26 that we are looking for. We would like to have a little bit better selection for the girls in those sizes. And we will take them both long and short.
Both long and short gowns. And where can they bring those before the event?
They can bring them to Wilkins Shoe Store on the Old Town Walking Mall in Winchester. They will hold our box until Thursday, or they can bring them to us on Friday at the start of the event at 5:30.
Excellent. That sounded good. Anything else that you can think of that I'm going to go over the times and the place one more time, so I'll go over that with you. And is there a Facebook page or anything where we direct them?
Yes, we can do a Facebook page. And I wanted to give a shout-out to the community of how good they've been to us since 2012, too.
All righty.
Starting at with like 200 dresses and now having thousands.
Yeah.
I'm going to say over 1,500 is what I'll say.
Okay.
Not thousands. Dork, calm down.
Yeah, let me ask, since you just talked about that. And when you talk about the generosity of the community, 8 years ago, you collected, how much was collected for that first giveaway?
We collected close to maybe 300.
And this year?
We have over 1,500 gowns.
Incredible. Incredible.
And hundreds of shoes.
So awesome. All right. Free prom dress giveaway. It's this Friday, 5:30 to 8:30. Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and then on Monday evening from 5:30 to 8:30. And again, this is where?
This is going to be at the East Campus Commons, which is part of Shenandoah University, located at 1017 Millwood Pike in Winchester, right across the street from Delco Plaza, next to the Red Roof Inn.
Excellent. If we want to find out more, where do we go?
Well, you can go to our Facebook page, which is Gowns for His Glory. You can keep up to date with everything that we're doing. And then you can also reach us at gownsforhisglory@gmail.com if you'd like to send us a personal message.
What a vision. What a project. Bethany Searfoss, Dorcas Sturgill, co-founders of Gowns for His Glory, thanks so much for what you do.
Thank you so much, Barry. We appreciate you.